just kind of started from the beginning there. 6-0 run for Holcomb, and then another 10-0 run, and they lead 16-2 before really could get things going with the offense, or 18-2. It just snowballed, and it was hard to catch up after that.
Yeah, I mean, they came out with a lot of pressure they started off with, but, you know, we started off, we got to stop that first possession. That second possession, we come down our first possession. We got the look we wanted to. You know, we just missed the layup. Then they come down, you know, they go on a little 6-0 run, and then we turned into a little bit of a rush as far as just trying to force things, trying to do things, you know, individually instead of just moving the ball and getting the shots we want for it.
Hey, you're right there. But and then also Holcomb in the on the other side of things, they just couldn't miss anything. I think I had them for 9 of their first 10 in the first quarter and kind of red hot throughout the first half. They were getting some – tough shots, also to go in some line drive shots, is like you couldn't believe that you saw. It just kind of was one of those nights.
Yeah, and I believe they hit. I believe what you got down for that, because you know it didn't seem like they were making anything. And then when that happens, you come down and, on offense for us, and we start forcing things. We get in a hurry. We don't execute what we need to execute, and it forces a lot of bad shots for us when we don't move the ball like we need to do. And, you know, when you've got a team that's just coming out hot, you know, you give up 46 points in the first half, and that's just bad statistically when you look at your defense. But then you score 19, and you just think either we're forcing a lot or we're just not shooting the ball very well. And it was a little bit of both. But, I mean, you got to give credit to Holcomb. They're a great team. They're the number one team in 4A for a reason. They put a lot of pressure on people, which forces teams out of their comfort zone.
Absolutely. And I could tell they really got to – it seemed like tonight they also kind of got to Jordan Horn. You could tell he was frustrated, having a hard time getting open at times, and he's limited 8 points. But that opened up some avenues for some other players, like Marsha Froh ended up with 13, and Joe Evans with 10. It was good to see those two kind of build up, especially Evans, who really hasn't been known for his three-point shooting, and he hits a couple there tonight.
Yeah, you know, I don't really know how to explain that. I mean, Joe's got a nice shot. He's got a good shot, and – you know, we've worked on, you know, when they're coming down in that trail position, if they're playing off a little bit, and, you know, you got an open shot, you got to take it. Because we're not really an inside team, but we still have to learn that we need to play inside out, and that's how our shooters are going to get their open shots.
And, you know, at times tonight, you guys weren't afraid to take it to Dixon. Yes, he blocked a couple of shots, but still had to like the fact that they weren't afraid to take it to Dixon at times, the 6'8 senior, 6'9 senior.
Yeah, I mean, you can look at it both ways. You know, it's nice to be aggressive, but you also got to look at what you're going against when you got that kind of size inside. You can't just kind of force anything, because he doesn't even have to jump to block, you know, a lot of shots. So, I mean, a lot of times when you're playing against a size like that with the size we have, you got to look to make a post move, but looking to kick out, you know, and get a shot. But we still want to focus on getting the ball inside, because that's where a lot of our good shots come from. It's from inside out. So, but like I said, you got to give credit to him. He's a good player. He's a force inside. So,
well, the nice thing is you don't have to see anybody named Holcomb for the rest of the year here. But you have two games left in the season. Still a lot to play for. And one of those games is against Hugoton on Friday night. That's a team that's maybe starting to catch their stride a little bit more here as we get to the end of the regular season. Played a 2-point game first time around down in Hugoton. And maybe this time it's the reversal of fortunes for the Beavers here and try to get to that 10th win of the year.
Yeah, and, you know, we're staying positive. This is a game, you know, we came out just almost too hyped up to play, you know. And we didn't play, obviously, the way we wanted to play. But, again, we got to move forward. We got Hugoton Friday night. You know, we don't see Holcomb again. They're not in our sub-state. You know, we won't have to worry about them anymore. Just, you know, got to stay positive and move on and come to practice ready to get ready for Hugoton tomorrow, because our next two games, we need to get a couple wins, and we've been playing well. We just came out, and they played a lot better than we did tonight.
Once again, it's assistant coach Jordan Carter joining me post-game. Beavers dropped this one here by the count of 68-40. Thanks, as always, here for stopping by post-game, and we'll see you later on here this week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Adam.